For today's In Touch, we're joined by Mike Minders, president of the Riverside Area Community Club, to discuss their lighting contest. We're still in November, but there is a deadline of November 30th to enter the contest, and I feel like people are at least considering putting up their Christmas decorations.
Yeah, we've already received a couple entries already. We do need to make sure that people understand that if they don't enter, they're not going to win, and it's free. To win, they get a cash prize. So last year, I think it was like right around $125 or $150 for the five winners we had. There's no first, second, or third place. It's just a category winner.
Where can someone pick up a registration form?
City Hall has got them, or they can email me at my email at retiredmike@mediacom.net.
Good deal. And it's a Riverside contest, but can people be outside of Riverside?
Within a one-mile radius of town of Riverside. If they're out in the country and they're within that mile, they can enter. Last year, I did a lot of driving around and checking places out. We saw a lot of places that would have qualified and a few of them that would have won, but none of them entered into it. And we have to be fair about this. It's not just put them all up, you don't expect to win. You have to enter so that we can judge you. And we got our Griswold one, which is, I always liked, you know, the one who goes over and above and puts out so many lights they can see it from space. Those are the ones we look for the most, to see them.
There are a couple more categories.
Yeah, there's Griswold, there's the best business, which we're trying to get the downtown businesses involved with that. And then we have the innovative, which is the best technology-based one, you know, that has the automated deers and stuff like that, and light displays and so on. Holiday traditional lighting. Last year's 2013 winners, Griswold was Carrie Keeney. The best business was Attitude and Dance. Innovative was to Randy and Lisa Schneblin. And the holiday one went to Don Hurt. Like I said, this is strictly free to the public. They do have to register to win. And we have till November 30th by 4 p.m. to get a form to me or to one of the city officials.
You're kind of helping run this event, but are you taking part in it as well?
Oh, no, I'm not taking part in it. I got too much to do. I'm the one who started this thing. I started it last year on my own.
Yeah, so this is the second year then?
This is our second year in this, and I'm looking for a lot more entries.
What was the response last year? Did you get a
good
number of people?
Last year was pretty good. I think we had, I had four of them that we had to judge, mainly because they had all entered the same one, and the judges I got from out of town that nobody knew whose place it was or anything, so it was all non-biased. And he was a minister, so, you know.
That helps.
It does help. You know, if they're going to gripe about a minister, you know, and it doesn't know anybody, then I'm sorry, there's something wrong with people. But like I said, this year, one winner from each category will be awarded a prize. But yeah, they can, I think they might even be able to get one online from the city. I think they have it posted on the city's website, too, if they might be able to download one of those. Anybody wants one, they can contact me, or they can get a hold of anybody at the city office down there, and they'll give them one. They have a bunch down there ready for them.
That was my conversation with Mike Minders, president of the Riverside Area Community Club, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Nathan Swenson.